This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We will be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today it's all about VI Discovery Days. On the 15th September this year, the Science Museum held a Discovery Day. That's a VI Discovery Day, specifically designed for families with children who are blind or partially sighted. Visitors could explore the wonderful world of engineering as part of the Government Year of Engineering campaign. There was an interactive show, storytelling session, an exciting workshop, and a fun hands-on session led by RNIB. Back in 2015, the Family and Accessible Programs team set up Discovery Days, which now run three times a year and have been steadily growing with each event. In general, the museum can have many barriers to visitors who are living with sight loss. It can be busy, noisy, and most of the objects can't be touched as they're behind glass cases or very delicate. The idea of Discovery Days is to open up the museum by empowering children and their families to take part in events that would otherwise be difficult or impossible for them to attend. For each day, the team creates events for the specific audience and makes sure everyone can get hands-on with the objects and activities, creating an enjoyable, creative and meaningful experience. In the past, the team have run a wide range of workshops and events, exploring all aspects of science, from sound effects workshops to robot-making activities, to object handling sessions and much more. Touching Futures is an interactive session where visitors can meet the RNIB and get hands-on with some exciting innovations. RNIB is celebrating its 150th anniversary, and it seemed like the perfect time to collaborate by creating a fun event on Discovery Day. This was a great opportunity for families to get a glimpse of the work of RNIB and how technologies are helping people with sight loss to make the world a more accessible and welcoming place. If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission at www.rnib.org.uk/150stories.